So our next speaker is Josh Moorman, who is filling in for someone who couldn't make it or we had to swap around. And he is going to talk to us about channel equalization using GNU Radio.
All right. Good morning, everyone. My name is Josh Moorman. I am from the United States. I work for an applied research organization, Perspecta Labs. I'm also one of the project officers, GNU Radio. And motivation for this work, found myself on a few projects where we needed equalizers. GNU Radio has some existing equalizers. You know, if you dig through, you'll find them in the block tree. But they're missing some features that I needed. So needed to go in and add some functionality, namely need to equalize on training sequences. So these are all blind equalizers. And expand the available adaptive algorithms and restructure a bit. So we'll talk through, I think I swapped this slide. So we're going to go through and talk through why do you need equalization, talk a little bit about the theory of equalization, and then different types of equalizers. What are the structures? Why are they different? Why would we need different structures? And then we'll get into the GNU Radio implementation of this. All right, so all the code is posted up on GitHub here. There's one dependency. So if you run CMake, it'll find it doesn't work unless you have this. But so grab this, and if you're interested in running these examples locally. So why do we need equalization? So the main reason that your signal gets messed up and you can recover it better with a good equalizer is because of the wireless channel. So if you think about if you're trying to transmit a signal from point A to point B, you get multiple copies of that signal bouncing off things, all getting received. So if these are my data symbols I'm transmitting, I'm going to get a copy and then a time-shifted copy, another time-shifted copy. Much more complex. This is some notional example, right? What that's going to lead to is inter-symbol interference. So, you know, our nice packed constellation here gets all smeared and mixed up with all the adjacent symbols. And so we get this jumbled mess, right? So that's what we need an equalizer to get from here back to here, you know, even cleaner depending on our SNR of our receiver at that point. So all of this has some time domain dispersion, right? This is the time domain representation of some notional channel that we've set up. It also has a frequency domain representation. So if your signal is wideband enough, you're going to get peaks and nulls at different frequencies. You're going to have frequency selective fading. And you know, this is all just normalized frequency. We don't see how this exactly relates to symbol rate and bandwidth and all that. And then in the time domain, you know, if we transmitted these perfectly square symbols, on the other side across the channel, you know, we're going to get all time dispersed things, which, you know, we would have some kind of symbol shaping to begin with here to help with ISI. So channel effects, main reason that we need an equalizer. Another reason is the hardware filters. You know, even just slight roll off is going to cause smearing of one symbol into the next. So you look at just something with, you know, a couple of dB on the edge, maybe you have some receive filter, maybe you have some amplifier, maybe even some nonlinear things, amplifier distortion, you know, it's going to cause smearing and spread out your constellation. So one concept we have to keep in mind here